Hello friends, welcome to another episode of Relationship Matters, Funmilayo Adepoju speaking. In the last two episodes, I shared the importance of courtesy and the courtesy checklist for daily interactions. In this episode, I will be talking about little acts of kindness. John Gottman says, never underestimate the power of doing those small acts of kindness, because it's those small things that can occupy the largest part of someone's heart. There is another quote by Colin Powell: don't just show kindness in passing, or to be courteous, show it in depth and show it with passion and expect nothing in return. Kindness is not just about being nice, it's about recognizing another human being who deserves respect and care. Be kind to one another, according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Studies also show that being kind actually makes you happy. Kind hearts increases the level of serotonin and dopamine in your brain, the neurotransmitters which gives you feelings of well-being. It also releases endorphins, the body's natural painkiller, and lightens up the pleasure and reward centers in your brain. From small acts of kindness to sharing kindness codes, doing good all makes you feel good. It sounds like a win-win to us, right? Yes, it is. Take a tiny portion of your day to put a smile on someone's face or give someone an unexpected surprise with these kind gestures. Acts of kindness, no matter how small, go a long way. For example, number one, help an elderly neighbor. Two, bring in treats occasionally for your colleagues, your friends, your spouse, your children, and what have you. And three, help a friend heal or practice self-care. Four, help a child out in time of stress. Five, you could buy extra umbrellas in your car to help someone on a rainy day. And six, make someone going through hard times to laugh. You can send funny videos or chats to make them laugh. And seven, forgive a debt if it's within your power to do so. 8. Celebrate your friends and the people in your life. Number 9. Give positive feedback when someone does something good to you. If someone impressed you, recognize their hard work and let them know. And number 10. Check in with people regularly, especially family and friends. It does not necessarily have to be long calls daily. It could be a quick text or chat, but it goes a long way. And when people check in with you, ensure that you reciprocate. Do not always wait for others to reach out to you all the time. Unfortunately, we often fall short of this due to the hustle and bustle of our daily schedule. You know, I have a friend who never reciprocates calls. She will always say, you know, I'm busy, I'm bad at reaching out, you know. If I do not call or chat with this person for 6 months, there will be no communication from her. After I mentioned this attitude over time, I had to reevaluate that friendship. Number 11, think of others' well-being and put the well-being of the other people at the forefront of your mouth. And think of how you can make things easier for them. The list goes on and on. Taking time to do this small act of kindness every day can truly help create a happier world, where others feel the desire to do the same. And you know, you can't go wrong when it comes to this being kind to another human being. The world will never have too much kindness. Action points for this week. Number one, I'd like you to extend kindness to someone this week. And number two, call out every little act of kindness someone does to you. It may be your spouse, your partner, your colleague, your friend, your family member, or whatever. But naturally, we are attracted to what someone did not do well. So you have to be intentional about this. You can say something like, thank you for removing the trash can. Thank you for doing the dishes, for making the food, for filling the gas, for doing the laundry, for going shopping, you know, for helping out with the children, for going the extra length to resolve client issues, and, you know, for daily support. The list goes on and on. When we begin to point out the positives, that creates the desire in the other person to want to do better. Then the world becomes a better place. Keep winning in your relationships. I'll see you in the next episode. God bless you.